We haven't had access to them. It's obviously now a crime scene. We are reasonably confident that the damage is confined to a single room. We're very, very hopeful that sometime this morning we will have access to the building. But our message is very, very clear to those whom we represent that our services are open for business as usual. Our two offices in the city will be open, and whatever staffing arrangements has to be made to ensure that we have a full complement of services will be in place.
Have you any idea who was behind this and what their motivation was?
No, we have no idea. There's no evidence to suggest who it was. We certainly know there are obviously people with an anti-Sinn Féin agenda. Quite recently in the city, Sinn Féin got a sizable electoral mandate, indeed now the largest party in Derry City, indeed in the new Derry Strabane Council. And I think that is a growing recognition from the people who vote for us that our services are first class. That office in Rathmore is part of that provision. And certainly we will be back in business as soon as possible to ensure that first class service continues into the future.
You've said that this is not only an attack on Sinn Féin, this is an attack on democracy itself.
Absolutely. And I mean, our office is also placed within a community park. There are many, many community premises and community businesses within that park. I was up there this morning at 7:30, and frankly, I've seen many, many people get into their work. They are certainly going to send the message that whatever these criminals are trying to do to prevent people from going about their normal day business, they will fail. And certainly in terms of our democratic mandate, in terms of us delivering the first-class constituency service, we will ensure that that continues today and into the future.